Rabbi Ezra Hashem learned Daf Chav Zayin of Masechtas Menachos. Some of the topics we learned about include the parts of Menachos or other karbanos that are essential to each other, which means that all the parts are mandatory, and if even only one part is missing, it is possible. Similarly, in the case of mitzvahs that have several parts that are essential to each other, and if even only one part is missing, one has not fulfilled the mitzvah. Lulav Tzarech Eged. There is a machlekes whether the Torah requires that the lulav must be bound with the Hadassah Ma'arabas. Hazaz Para. The paraduma was shechted on Har HaZeisim, which was in Mizrach, to the east of Yerushalayim. And the Kohen was required to sprinkle its blood 7 times while facing Ma'ariv, west toward the entrance of the Heichal. The contradiction regarding Para, Shalei Muchuvenes. If the Hazaz Para were not facing the Heichal, whether they are Pasal or not. Isser Bias Mikdash. A tummy mace is forbidden to enter the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash. A non-Kohen that is Tar is permitted to enter only the first 11 Amos of the Azara, but if a Tar entered the Heichel, he gets Malkus, and if he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim and stood in front of the Aron, he gets Misa B'dei Shemayim. There's a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda v'Chacham if a Tar entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim but did not stand in front of the Aron, whether he gets Malkus or Misa.